Public service announcement. I'm cranky.
Yeah, baby. All right. Welcome to Gudwash. It is 8:59, and we're here in Bushwick, and we are entering the High Holy Days. For those of you who don't know, it is 62 and overcast here in Bushwick, New York, and it is time for Gunwash. It is getting cold. You are not wrong, Armando. Tonight in the house, we have Kelly Hirschman, the one and only, and of course, Chef is, and we're coming up on Gunwash next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm okay. I know that, is this a shofar? Is this the shofar? Tequila!
Where's my horn?
Of Areem Sharon! Tequila! I blew that shofar one time, and I made motherfuckers' heads pop off. Cat! Armando, hello.
What's up, Aaron?
Welcome. It's been a hard week.
Does Mondo know any Hebrew?
You know what? I wish I was Jewish.
Mondo, just try to make like a Hebrew sound.
It's like a chuch. Yeah, so you know.
It's like phlegm. Like you're hocking
it's like,
up the phlegm.
You know what a chazer is?
But you know what? My cousins are Jewish. Because my aunt married some Jewish dude.
You know what I always say? I have a similar like kind of situation going on in my family where like my dad's Jewish and they're all Jewish and born in Coney Island, the whole thing, thing, and my mom's not. So, but I was bar mitzvahed in the secular Jewish way. You know, the way that you do it in the suburbs, rich kids and at hotels and stuff. People always kind of ask me, are you Jewish? And I say, well, my dad comes from like Jewish lineage and stuff, but I don't think we're actually really Jewish. I think you have to be like I think Jewish is like a tribal thing in a way.
Let me ask you something. Okay.
Let me ask you something. I am so glad.
If the Nazis were real today,
they are real today.
Would you go to the camps?
Of course not, but that doesn't
happen. No, you would. You would qualify
I don't
for
know
going into the
if
camps.
If my mom's not Jewish?
They don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, but isn't...
They
but,
would look at your penis and say, all right,
oh, they didn't,
one of them.
Oh, they didn't clip the clipper? Yeah?
No, man.
I don't know
so
that
gross.
There was an inspection.
Hey, hold on.
You have to get right into that mic, Iz. We have our friend Iz, the chef, here. He's...
What's his name? Iz the chef?
Well, his name is Israel. He's a famous Iz. But wait. So, first of all, no one's taking me to any fucking camp.
But
that's number one.
It changes.
Agreed.
But I think that World War II and the Holocaust did change the notion of who's Jewish and who's not.
I think that if you didn't wander through the desert for 40 years, you're not Jewish. You're from a secular. What?
Who the fuck in this world walked through the desert?
I mean, the Jews.
How long ago?
800 years. I don't know. I never read that book. But let me tell you something. I am glad, Kelly Hirschman, that you are back today. It's a good thing because I thought you were coming last week. And last week I was at a digital conference and everyone got sick. And it was,
that sucks.
Yeah, and it was really, really bad. And I just, this week I got sick and then I was down for like 3 days and then I go into work. I take off work.
Because you were sick.
Because I was sick, because I like couldn't get up. And
with
then
what? What kind of sickness?
I don't know. Everything was dripping, and my head was, I was falling, and the whole thing. So
it wasn't Ebola or anything like that.
Apparently we don't have that here so far. But so, and then I go into work the next day, and I'm still sick. So I leave work
early,
like right after I get there, and then the next day I gotta work till late till like 8 o'clock. Like 8 o'clock at night. But then after that, I gotta go. I see Kelly Hurstman for her birthday, and her sister's there, and I gotta do the whole the sister and the boyfriend and the girl and this whole thing.
And then
I get home and I got such a fucking headache. Anyway, I didn't get to sleep till very, very late. But we're gonna talk about that. Kelly's here. Very, very special night. Thank you, Odetta, for setting everything up. Armando's in the house, and we have our friend Iz for the very first time on Gunwash. Frequent guest Kelly is here. Stay tuned. We're coming right back at you. Good.
Man, a green man, not a road man, so come follow me the man. You think me simple, to me might look like you think me simple. Man, a green man, original road man, so come follow me the man. You think me simple, to me might look like you think me simple. Check semi can't run on you think me simple. To me might look little, you think me simple. Check semi can't run on me, but me wicked. Me no afraid to tell you, me wicked. Enough things me can do, me wicked. Enough things me do already, me wicked. When me come enough white there, me no big in a body, in a body me little. But touch a button, no ask if you no touch double. Enough things degree can do. And when me come, you know a trouble. I see me get frightened. Because you know me, watch me. You think me simple, to me might look little. You think me simple, check say me can't do nothing. You think me simple, to me might look little. You think me simple, check say me can't do nothing. But me vicious, vicious, and me you can't touch. Me vicious, vicious, and me well dangerous. Me vicious, vicious, although me not talk much. Me vicious, vicious, and me well dangerous. You think me simple, check say me can't do nothing. You think me simple, to me might look little. You think me simple, check say me can't do nothing. The real gun, I put me put it down. The badness, I put me put it down. The gun thing, I put me put it down. The rudeness, I put me put it down. You think me simple, show me my love, like you think me simple. Check say me can't do nothing. You think me simple, show me my look, little, you think me simple. Check say me can't do nothing. But me wicked, wicked. Me no soft like porridge. Me wicked, wicked. And me hard and solid. Me wicked, wicked. Although me no go college. Me wicked, wicked. Me no invalid. Me wicked, wicked. Me come from Mandeville. Me wicked, wicked. The dog got in a me still. Me think me simple. Show me might look, little, you think me simple. Check say me can't do nothing. You think me simple. Show me might look, little, you think me simple. Check say me me no big, me no full of muscle. See me man, you see trouble. You think semi simple. But me, me tell you, you think me simple. To me might look little, you think me simple. Check semi can't do nothing, you think me simple. To me might look little, you think me simple. Check semi can't do nothing, what's that? Enough think me do. When me come, you know enough boy berry. And me them call general degree. When me come boy, you better pray to me. You think me simple. Show me might look little, you think me simple. Check say me can't do nothing. You think me simple. Show me might look little, you think me simple. Check say me can't do nothing. But me vicious, vicious. Me well dangerous. Me vicious, vicious. Look but not touch. Me vicious, vicious. Come with cautious. Me vicious, vicious. Me well populous. Me wicked, wicked. Me no soft like porridge. Me wicked, wicked. Me hard and solid. Me wicked, wicked. Me full of knowledge. Me wicked, wicked. Although me no go college. Me no big in a body. In a body me little. But touch a button, no, and you order say something.
When you see the gray, you see trouble. When a boy see me, him get frightened. Hear me now, crowd of people. The gray, I tell you, I
thank you, Kelly Hirschman, our special guest and birthday girl, for joining. She's not often here. She lives in California now. Her boyfriend is here. He's also a close friend of ours and hasn't come on the show before, and we're happy to have him. We are entering into the High Holy Days. Armando.
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you. You know, and you know, Jack is part of this conversation, too. I think it's funny, man.
Haha, funny?
No, I think it's interesting that a lot of times, and by the way, I see Jeremy there, and this has nothing to do with him. I was just thinking about it earlier. A lot of times when we do the show,
uh-huh,
people come in and they ask me, like, they're like, "Hey, where can I get a pizza?" And I'm sort of like, and I feel like maybe we should, I feel like maybe on the out, maybe on like the email template or something, we should say like we don't do riders for guests or something like
yeah.
that, because I don't know
Here's what it is.
I don't know
Roberta's
where you should
opened,
get a,
they just opened a to-go pizza place.
There you
right
go.
Next door. That's the answer.
That's
every
the
time.
Answer. There you go. Because until then, people are like, so I get a pizza? I'm like,
I never
like,
get
I?
That problem, though.
Yeah, well, they don't. You
no
know,
one ever asks me for pizza.
Okay, not that hierarchy is that important, but you're not. Like, I'm the host. they say, I'm the host, so they say, oh, Aaron must know where I can get free pizza. And they say, so, you know, where can I get a pizza? And I say, you know, I go ask Roberta, I guess. You know, I don't know where to get it. Like, I can't get
I would
a pizza.
Say, oh, like, check out the menu.
Yeah, exactly. Check out the menu. Because, and another thing about Roberta's, by the way, which I am, and I wanted to say, I really was feeling so shitty, and I get uplifted when I come here, because I feel as though I'm surrounded by friends and
yeah.
all this stuff.
I know what you mean.
And Roberta's, you know, sometimes they switch up their pizza situation outside, and I don't always know the answer. So I say, so when people ask me where to get pizza, I say, I don't know. Sometimes I go out there and
I look Domino's.
Domino's.
Call
yes.
Domino's.
But
I'll let them back.
Exactly.
Here.
Yeah. But Jack. But see, Jack, that's the thing. Sometimes, like, I go to the bar and I'm like, hey, can I get a pizza? And they're like, no, you can't get a pizza. And I'm like, okay, all right. So if you guys didn't hear what.
This is fucking New York. If you can't find a fucking pizza,
that's
you're in
true.
The fucking wrong city.
Another great point. Another great point. And I wanted to say another thing regarding pizza, Armando.
Mm-hmm.
I am going on. I don't know how this happened, and we can maybe ask Jack about it. I don't know if he know. I don't know because he didn't answer my question about it, and maybe that's part of it. But I was asked to go on a blind. This is for Heritage Radio. A blind date. Where I go make a pizza with a lady.
Oh, wow.
At like a pizza making school, I think.
It's for couples, yeah.
It's for couples.
It's a couples pizza making
yeah,
class.
The lady's name
You're
is...
not really a blind date, though, because I sent her a picture of you.
But wait, can I don't care. Did you suggest it or did she ask?
She hit me up and she was like, hey guys, I'm looking for a kind of funny, good looking guy to go to this couples
That's
class with for my radio show. She was like, my first choice was Jack or Aaron, but if there's anyone else you guys might recommend. And instantly I was like, Aaron from Gunwash.
Yeah, because you don't want to go. Well, you can't go.
No,
well,
I know. I mean,
the last thing you want
listen
is for
to me,
pizza.
Listen to me. I
life.
Said that because it was the best idea.
Of course.
Not for any other reason.
No, of course.
And,
it's going to be great.
And then Aaron responded immediately, like, yes, best idea, perfect, absolutely.
Great. Because
and
it's,
everyone's
yeah.
very excited that you are the one.
Everyone's playing Cupid.
I thought that it was happening because Jack thought that she would find me good looking or something. But in fact, this lady actually called me out by name, and honored I am for this. And I and we'll
was she
see.
Hot? What up?
I saw a picture of her. She
said,
she looked.
Is he cute? Is he charming? And then I sent a
no.
And
no.
I sent a very funny photo of you. And I said, he's also covered in tattoos. And then I sent a heart.
Oh, okay.
And she said, amazing.
Oh, she's Jewish.
Perfect.
Is she Jewish?
She's got to be from the
Her
name.
Her last name is Ralph.
She's got to be Jewish. Sophia, or Talia Ralph. She's got to be
yeah,
a secular
Talia.
Jew. So she probably maybe doesn't like. Takiya! Motherfuckers get fucking rock and roll! Is, am I insulting you right now? Cool. So that will be fun. I'm going to be doing that tomorrow night. By the way, I've been sick as a dog, Armando, but I've been keeping up with everything and showing up and being very, very cooperative
with all of
my commitments. And for me, that's a big deal. And one final thing. Do you remember this guy, Oliver?
Yeah.
Okay.
But who's the man?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. So did Jack tell you about Oliver?
I kind of overheard.
Okay. You heard about this too?
So I only know.
Jesus Christ.
We went to.
Hey, man. It's buzzing out here.
It's buzz. I mean, listen, we're in one of the most popular restaurants in New York, maybe America. At Bonnaroo, this guy with the long hair, Oliver, he wasn't super cordial to me, but I'm fine with that, and I say hi to him.
That's the dude that saved Jeremy.
Right. He's the one that saved Jeremy from getting his weed taken away.
We would never see Jeremy ever again.
Right, right.
But continue.
Yeah. And then I think also when Jeremy was playing music at Legion Bar, he was bartending maybe or something like that. I don't know. So he's around. Don't really know the guy that well. Apparently he has like a food truck. I don't know if I heard that right. I think he has like a food truck, like a po' boy truck or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
And he came on, I guess, Roberta's radio, which is, I don't know who hosts it. Maybe the guy from Snacky Tunes.
Dude, it's me.
Oh, really? Oh, you were the host?
Yeah.
Do you think, so Oliver said something on the radio that was really weird that I think that, like, I don't know if I would have, like, I just don't feel like even if I knew that this was true, which none of us know that it is, I just feel like I wouldn't say it, even though, like, the restaurant business can be weird and like it's hard and like uh-huh. things get packed and food is hard to deal with and blah blah blah.
Of course.
But he said something about the I don't know, should I say it or do you want to say it, Jack? What did he say?
I don't know if I can really.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He was promoting his po' boy truck and he said something about Roberta's and their oysters that made the entire staff go, whoa.
Okay. So does that mean that they listened to Heritage Radio in the kitchen?
Correct. The whole kitchen was listening. Which for me, I'm like, wow, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah.
You know?
They're into food, so
there it is.
Yeah.
So they're all tuning in and then the show is over and one of the managers is waiting outside pissed.
Oh,
and she's
wow.
like, I want to talk to Oliver. And I'm like kinda drunk. I'm like, why, what's up? You listen to the radio? She's like, we all heard.
Oh. But did you know? But when you,
I didn't even really know.
You
like,
didn't really
it,
hear.
Kinda,
yeah.
Like the comment came and went. I was like, "Oh, what happened?"
A lot of stuff. We kind of say a lot of stuff on this. But that's the thing.
I'm like,
though,
Jesus, like, what if they listen to Gunwash every week in the back kitchen? My God.
Yeah, but
they probably are.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, we don't ever say anything bad about Roberta's. Has been nothing but good to us, man. And they
super
and,
good.
Yeah, super good. And they just, you know, they like let us hang out here and stuff. And like, you know, they we'll get in trouble for like smoking weed, but then we won't.
They're letting me do the next menu.
Say that again?
They're letting me do the next menu.
Oh, you're going to design the menu or like you're going to make the recipes?
No, I just do the graphics.
Oh, the graphics. Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Armando's, you know, he gets in with
that's top secret. Come on, Jack.
No, but really, because if you do the menu, this is like you're making a menu for like the Michelin star.
Or for a few slices of pizza.
Well, if that's all you get for doing the menu for Roberta's, then you've been undersold, my friend.
You gotta step it up.
So, I don't want to go. You know, I love this shit. I fucking love when people like say fucked up shit. Like, because I sometimes say fucked up shit and I get in trouble for it. But I wouldn't say anything about Roberta's because I'm like Brandon. I'm kind of scared like Brandon would like punch me or something like that. So I wouldn't say anything weird about Roberta's.
Yeah, but that's so trippy that he would say that.
Yeah, he said something like Roberta's does blankety blank with their blankety blanks, and it was referring to not.
It just wasn't a good look.
That was very controversial because when I heard that, I was in Manhattan when someone told me that.
It's interesting because the comment was
5 years of running a radio station here, and there's never been that much. Like the whole fucking staff is coming up to me.
Were they like with ladles outside, like flipping out, like trying to get in? Like I need to see this guy because
whole town is in front.
Let me tell you something. He made that comment because he has a food truck and he kind
of what type of food is it?
I don't know. He uses his voice. He made that. Look, that guy's nice enough and he's fine and I don't care, but
do you think it's true?
No, I don't think
it's
true.
No, what he said wasn't even true.
No, what he said is not true. And let me tell you something. Running a restaurant is got to be like one of the hardest things in the world because things get crazy, food is hard to handle, and Roberta's holds very, very high standards over here. And I know that I've eaten here 1,000 times, and it's always been fine, and everyone's always been nice to me. Although
I'm about
sometimes
to eat here again.
Yeah. Although sometimes it is hard to find a pizza. But this guy said something that was like suicidal, and I think he kind of said it because he kind of like, I don't know.
Has, he's into the scandal. He's into the drama.
Like, I think he kind of like isn't. He has a food thing, and he kind of wants to like be like make a
it's the
make
a it's
remark
a competitor.
He's not competing with anyone.
No, but you know,
I
what
don't
I mean,
he might not be alive anymore.
He's trying
I don't
to
know
throw. That. He's trying to throw dirt in a different restaurant's name.
I just feel bad that it happened here. You know,
I feel yeah. you know Jack, and you know Jack felt really bad because he
I felt horrible.
Yeah, he felt horrible. He kind of I think I got the sense that Jack kind of felt like he like it was not his fault, but that he was part of the show that where it happened.
Yeah,
which isn't the case because Jack you know cares about his job.
He
and
threw
all this.
Gas into the light into the fire, dude.
And so this guy says this and. I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
You think he's Jewish? You think Oliver's Jewish?
I highly fucking doubt it. That guy cannot be a fucking Jew. There's no fucking way. But listen.
What's Tequila? His last name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is the guy is very, very... He does not look at me with a nice face, but I'm always very cordial to him. And all I got to say is... And by the way, we are going to talk about the High Holy Days tonight.
You know what's
and,
so funny about
Kelly
that dude,
his.
Oliver, though?
Yeah.
Every time like I see him, he reminds me of a dude that...
Macaulay Culkin with Harley. He reminds me of Harley.
He reminds me of a dude that has sex with someone's girlfriend with like clothes on and
right.
a cigarette lit.
Yeah,
know?
He reminds me of like
what,
not...
What, run that back?
Well, he reminds me of not a nice guy. I don't know.
You know, he reminds me of a dude that would have sex with someone's girlfriend while he still has like muddy boots on and a cigarette lit.
Yeah. Like Bonnaroo things. Anyway,
full service.
Anyway, I just thought that it was I just thought it was groundbreaking because I never heard of the cooks from Roberta's coming in and trying to pillage the radio station. It's unbelievable. Breaking it was breaking news.
Hey Marco, call in. I know you got things to say about oysters.
Yeah, oh, he knows about fish.
He's hitting me right now. He's got some thoughts on oysters.
Dude, let me
Mr.
tell you something.
Mr.
AOK, like we
He
go,
knows his oysters.
We go fishing together
I,
and he
yes,
catches
indeed.
Fish and I don't catch fish, so he knows about fish. So look, a lot of stuff to get to. It is going to be let's see. Yom Teruah. The day of making noise, followed by two, however many days where we mourn and apologize to God. And we will be back to talk to Kelly Hirschman shortly. Herbert Spliffington is here, please.
And
yeah, is Chef is here, and we will be back momentarily.
What's good? This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on gunwashradio.internet.
Yes,
he's cool.
Excellent. Spliffington, please pull sound to... Yeah.
Yo, rude boy! I also push up your face, so I tell people say I'm bad boy. But we not do that, we are undercover. Mercy, smoke on it for them kids. Give me tell them so now. Hey, I am undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do a police, no know who I am undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do a police, no know who show. I am a man. Yo, rude boy, I also push up your face, so I tell people say I'm bad boy. But we not do that, we are undercover. Mercy, smoke on it for them kids, hear me tell them so. Hey, I am undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do and police no know who I am undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do and police no know who show. I am a handsome chap, intelligent to the max. And I know people like me. I am undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do and police don't know what oh. Holy po boy at about them a bad boy for years. But them no bad boy for months need a bad boy for days. Can no for them a push up every day on front page with the gun. And them waste a making farmer mad them face. But real road boy na make them mistake. And when you do that you own it on yourself in a bit. So I'll take all bad boy in the place. Just put up your one and make them know say you no gaze. Undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do and police don't know who I am. Undercover, bad boy passing through. And nothing me do, give it to them, son.
I come to think all. Things to me, no matter what they have done, the man called Joe, get a pretty grandson. No matter what them say, I've done, the man called Joe, get a job, put me up, them can't ever don't remember every paper, but.
Things to me no matter whom I kill them. Send a next one for challenge. And in a minute I will be alright. Me get space in the cemetery. Turn them come, make me turn them down. And Junior Cat him a rinse the magnum. And Conrad Smith him a the prodigal son. And anything trying to test me gone down. Boy no run. I am a rough print from me gun, Junior Cat. You know say you're the prodigal son. From who no test me, who no say who no free paper bun. Cause life is for living, and living ain't easy. And I man get up every day, chibong, bong. And me a talk it to the special. That's why me, who should have dead already? No, for me not the politics from 1970. Things to me no matter what they have done. The man called Joe and get a pretty gun. So no matter what they say I've done. The man called Joe and get a job with me up. Them can't never don't remember every paper. Things to me no matter who I kill. Let's turn the next one for challenge. And in a minute I will be alright. Me get space in the cemetery. Turn them come, make me turn them down. And Junior Cat him a rinse the magnum. And Conrad Smith him a the prodigal son. And anything trying to test me gone down. Boy no run. I am a rough print from me gun, Junior Cat. You know say you're the prodigal son. From who no test me, who no say who no free paper bun. Cause life is for living, and living ain't easy. And I man get up every day, chibong, bong. And me a talk it to the special. That's why me, who should have dead already? Now for me, not the politics from 1970. From borderline, with the chop and bounce machine. Now you're born on the clock and you don't know froggy ass again. The boy don't know the red grumpy. For ragamuffin, tune a cat, for him and the wild up a tick. And I want me, hold me position and ride properly. For the first for a long, but none of them can see me. Fix me health and leave me in me like a razor jockey. I run down the corner, come down the country. And you not catch you know me ever ready. But thanks to me no matter how I feel. Then send a next one to challenge me. And in a minute I will be alright. Because I'm singing for King Johnny. Send them come and make me turn them down. And Junior Cat for him and the prodigal sound. And when they come them up they run up and down. Little DJ has a free paper bun. Boy go sit down. You know not say you free paper bun. Junior Cat, you know me you the prodigal son. So me say come take it down, come take it down, come take it down, 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 down. I say come take it down, come take it down, come take it down, 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 down. On a better come take it down, come take it down, come take it down, 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 down. Cause it's the system when you come right. I just can't take it no longer. Sound off, I'm gonna have to wonder if I'm at the water.
To one and all, can't take the looting and the shooting. That is why I have to sing. See, every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if I'm going to walk or run. Every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if I'm going to walk or run. Keep it to come on life, whether with a gun or whether with a knife. I'm begging every youth man just to cool and down this.
disobey the rule. See, every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if I'm if you walk or run. Every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if another body gone down, down. I just can't take it no more. Afraid of the copper, I'm afraid of the lead. Gunshot a fire, me say over me head. Sometimes me have to pretend to like me dead. Every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if I'm at the water or run. Every time I hear the sound of a gun, I have to wonder if I'm at the water or run. You know you said,
welcome back, baby. Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy was grumpy earlier, but now he's happy. I'm not going to say why he's now happy, but now he's jubilant. But he made a comment to me earlier. I'm not going to repeat it. He can say it if he wants.
No, that
I said I wasn't going to.
No, no,
I'm
one
not.
Heard, no one heard that on the air. No one.
No one heard it. I was just saying he's not upset anymore. That's all I said. God.
No, he thought that what he said was on the air.
No, it's not, dude.
Anyway.
Welcome back.
I want to learn about...
Jack just dropped the envelope. I'll open that later.
You should open that now.
I should? All right, well...
I think so.
All right, well, hey, listen, guys. You're on Gunwash.
Mail delivery!
Special delivery. Wait, remember Blue's Clues? It'd be like, mail time, mail time,
that's
mail time, mail time! Gunwash listeners, welcome to the second segment. We're going to talk about a lot of things today, and right now... Yeah, there goes Jack, like, massaging Jeremy. Jeremy's mad because I didn't do anything. Jeremy's mad at me for not doing anything.
It was just a miscommunication. He thought you said something on
the air. So check this out. I just got a mail time. I just got some mail from Heritage Radio Network.
Anthrax.
It says it's addressed to me. It's addressed to Aaron, but this is for all of us, obviously, because we all do the work here. Aaron, thank you so much for your support and work for support of and work for Heritage Radio. Here's to another great year of radio. We heart Gunwash. Thanks for all you do, Eliza.
Eliza signed that. She don't even know you.
She doesn't. Well, listen. Hey, neither does.
Couldn't get the Fairbanks.
Neither does Talia.
Huh?
Shit. Oh, Aaron. Aaron hits me up on the personal. On the Percy.
Oh, okay.
Keep us awesome. And the HRN team. So it's Eliza and Allison. So these ladies.
What's the other thing?
Nice. Oh, they're like, it's like car. I got a magnet. Oh, very nice. Okay, so I have a fridge magnet and some stickers. We can share these stickers, obviously. And
a gift card in it?
No, I got my annual card. This is my 2015 card for Heritage Radio.
Oh, that's
Network
that member. You have to be a member.
Yeah, and MC Todd always tells me that it doesn't do anything.
So now you have two memberships.
Oh, really? Tequila!
I wish I was a member.
Well, no, you are. I'll get you a card. Don't worry about it. I'll buy you a card. It's not a big deal. The point is they're thanking... They know us because they know me because I go to the things, but it's us. It's all of
yeah,
us.
I don't like going to those, man.
It's
Jack,
okay.
No,
we're
going
to...
I don't like going to those.
Well, we're going to have our... We're going to... You know what? We're going to do something at Roberta's, so we're going to have a thing maybe sometime, and that'll be
I
fun. I hope so, too. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Gunwash. Thank you, Herbert Spliffington, playing Junior Cat, as I was telling Iz just a moment ago. He is one of my favorite reggae singers in the dance hall genre, and certainly we are thankful of that. And Jeremy was a little grumpier earlier, but now is happy, apparently, for reasons which I will not repeat. And tonight, we are entering a very, very special time, Armando.
Yeah.
And I know you're curious about it. And me, personally, I've experienced, you know, things that are close to this, but I'm not super religious these days. But it is true that we are entering the High Holy Days. Am I right or wrong? Kelly and Iz, can you correct me if I'm wrong? We are entering the High Holy Days.
Amen.
And what exactly are the High Holy Days? And the reason I ask is because we're at a pizza restaurant, and a lot of times Jews eat pizza. We don't eat pizza with meat on it because that would not be kosher. But we do eat pizza, I think, right?
We do eat pizza.
Okay, you can eat bread with cheese on it.
Why not?
But what makes a real kosher pizza? like a real, real, real authentic kosher. If we wanted to have pizza, what makes it really, really kosher for the most Orthodox of Jews?
When you jerk that calf off, you better make sure that he was a Jewish calf.
Oh, fair enough. Very, very nice. Okay, so Armando, we will jerk off only Jewish calves when Kelly and Iz are here.
Okay.
And regarding the High Holy Days, I think that you and I, Armando, should observe. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, totally.
And it is a new Jewish year. Kelly, what year is it in the state of Israel, or the country of Israel? What year is it? Just say it is, please.
5,772.
Now, does that mean
5,572?
But now, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that what's that's how many years since what?
The temple was originally built and believed that 6,000 years the world was existing, and then the world will come to an end. So we're about 238 years from the end of the world.
And so what happens when the world ends?
Yeah, 200 and what?
That's interesting. That Jack asks an interesting question because, you know, we look at Christianity in America as these people who say apocalypse and da-da-da-da, end of the world, the wrath of blah, 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 the charred walls of the damned. Jews believe in a
no, we believe in a Holocaust. It fucking happened.
Well,
don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Okay, but okay. Just to say, another Holocaust, an apocalypse, an end of the world. Jews believe in this. Is this true or untrue? I'm talking about the Orthodox Jews.
They say, who the fuck are they?
Okay, well
embrace who you are,
yes,
and educate us.
What is okay? Let me put it to you like this: is the Christian apocalypse is Jesus comes back and all the people who love Jesus lift up into the air and
like
grab onto Jesus.
They win.
Yeah, they grab onto Jesus and Jesus grabs them and we all just hang out with Jesus Christ and everything is just beautiful and he will love you and take care of you and all this stuff. But we know that from American culture, but what is the Jewish end of the world?
Same thing. Messiah's going to come and save us all, and he's going to bring us and to all the glory, great lands of winning the lottery. Yeah.
Like,
I believe winning the lottery.
Jews look forward.
This guy's
the
funny.
Jews look forward to the end of days.
Why do we look forward to the end of days? Because we don't believe in hell, right?
Well, you guys are chosen, right?
I mean, who knows what that means?
Yeah, we're chosen.
Right. That's why I'm like, you know.
The chosen is the chosen. I don't know.
The chosens are the folks that endure the most suffering on earth.
Yeah, but if you're, I don't mean to throw shade on any religion, but no offense, if I say that I've accepted Jesus into my life, I'll go to heaven. That's it. And also, if I pay a very small fee, I can probably go to like a very special heaven, actually. And I'm not so positive that that's exactly true on the Jewish side of things. In fact, I think maybe it's a little bit different. I was told in my Reformed secular Jewish. Oh, this guy's calling.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, is Jeremy moving to France?
No, stop with that.
He's texting me right now saying he's moving to France.
Well, if he's moving to France, then I need all his tapes because I have no...
You heard it here first. Gunwash.
All right. Well, way to blow up the...
Shout out to Jeremy. Shout out to Armando. Shout out to Jack. And yes, please.
Why wouldn't you shout me out? Why is he such a fucking jerk? Why is that kid such an asshole, dude?
I don't know, man. It's a Manhattan thing.
Is he mad at me? Is he mad at me because I invite him to my... whatever.
What should we be repenting for right now?
No, I'm going to get to
for the lost
soul. You tell us, Kelly.
Yeah, you tell us first.
Listen,
of all,
my local rabbi is right now.
Oh yeah, because you moved to California and you said out there they don't like Jews out there, or rather the Jews out there are soft. They're not very committed like we are.
No, man, we get what we can take out there.
Well, why? You've told me that
because it's Wonder Bread. That's all I can say.
Hey, Armando, have you ever been to California?
Not yet.
Neither have I. Kelly tells me that in California...
Aaron, you've never been west?
I've been out west, but not that far. I've been I've been to Utah, Nevada, and a couple other places, but I have not
west,
been to California.
West,
yeah,
west.
But I've never been to the coast. Kelly tells me, Armando, that in California, if someone asks you how you're doing and you don't say fine... madness ensues. They get all bent out of shape.
So,
what happens, Kelly?
I mean, okay, so you know, again, I'm from New York.
A psychologist,
everyone,
by the way,
says,
from New York.
Everyone says in New York, how are you doing? And you say, it's very common to say,
same shit, tomorrow, same shit, different day, hanging in.
Hanging in there, I'm here.
Armando, when someone says, how are you doing in New York, you say, I'm
fuck you.
I'm chilling, yeah.
Living.
Yeah, living.
Yeah, I'm living.
That's another one.
I'm living, right. But in California.
Tired.
Tired, yeah. Same
shit. So anyway, that was my MO. But then...
That's how you are.
But my response, the reciprocal, what I would get in return, would be, oh my God, can I help you with anything? What's wrong?
So an overreaction to you, to your normal, same shit.
And so I had to dig a little deeper with this, with Santa Barbarans. I would have conversations with this. Like, why is everyone getting on my shit? Like,
it's like as if it's not okay for you to feel not that good today.
Yeah. And so they would turn it back on me and say, you're revealing too much information. You know, why would you try to, you know, let me know so much about you in the first place? And I'm like, I'm not trying to tell you anything other than I'm tired today.
Yeah. And I feel, and you know, it's funny because me and Jack talk every single day. And we always, we're like, yeah, tired. God.
It's Groundhog Day part two there, man.
But see, I feel.
It's part
no,
million.
I feel like New York is Groundhog Day part two, but I can see.
No,
here,
it's not.
Why? We have new negative experiences every day.
Different weather forecasts.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Everyone's complaining
the man
that it's warm in the winter.
No,
you
but,
know what?
No, but Jack, that's
the
weather
the point.
That's
man
the point.
In my fucking town has the most meaningless fucking existence.
Right, that's the
what
point.
What the fuck is this man going to tell me that he didn't tell me the day before? Or the fucking the week before?
Who
for
cares
that
about weather, man?
No,
though.
Jack, but that's
wake the,
but,
up the music. Yeah. Get ready to play.
Before the show, Iz told me, I hadn't read this because I don't keep up with the periodicals as well as he does. Iz is like great with the news, but he told me that de Blasio dropped the fucking groundhog and killed the groundhog.
That's true.
You heard about this shit?
What, he like sliced him?
No, someone handed
he
him.
He dropped
the,
it and internal bleeding him, 3 days later
yeah,
he died.
Someone handed him the groundhog and he was like, oh, and like it fell. And then 3 days later, the groundhog died of internal bleeding. It's very sad. Very sad for Phil to
I
die.
I feel like
but,
everyone in Jewish? California should die know. Is dying from internal bleeding.
Well, what you mentioned to me earlier was that I don't really remember.
No,
but no. The idea being that you know, people say to you, "Well, how could you not be fine? Look at how beautiful it is outside.
It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There's water and
there's sunshine.
You can go to if you want to go to the mountains, it's right here. If you want to go to the beach, it's
you
right there.
Take a hike,
if there's a
there's
lake, there's right
ten
there.
Of them.
There's houses here and stores.
It sounds to me that people are getting bummed out with the response that you're giving them.
Let me tell you something.
They're afraid that they
remember,
might feel upset.
Does anyone remember the college shooting that happened in May?
Yes, I do. And I remember that.
Elliot Rodgers.
Yeah, interesting
that
story.
That kid that was, like, doing some YouTube shit. And
that
like,
was your school,
I
right?
want to, you know, a sorority girl rejected me. And I'm fucking gonna kill every sorority girl known
Jack,
to mankind.
Jack, did I
it's
tell you this?
It's still on YouTube.
Huh? Jack, did I tell you? Kelly, remember?
Anyway,
remember that guy?
Was my school.
Remember who?
Remember the kid who was like, "Girls don't like me, so like I'm gonna go kill some people," and then he shot up the school in California.
Yeah,
that's Kelly's college. That's Kelly's grad school.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was really weird to be both a clinician and a student. Exactly. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
How the fuck can you get laid when your dad's worth over $500 million?
Yeah, but
how the fuck can you get
no,
laid?
No, how can
it's a good,
yeah?
It's a good,
true.
It's a very good question. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, listen. If I came from my family is fine, but if I came from like a wealthy family, I would imagine I'd have no problem getting.
You have no problem though.
You know,
no, I do okay, but I mean, if I had money, I feel
what
another $1 billion in the bank account won't hurt.
Well, you know that family got money, or got, I don't know what.
Yeah, it did, but it goes to show you. You know, I heard about all this, and I said, so it's not so sunny in Santa Barbara after all.
And they have to live with that. But what do they do the next day?
There's no room for negative feelings. And I'm listen, I'm a psychologist in training. You know, I'm a clinician here in New York, but there's no room for feeling outside of just fine.
But then, so how can you be a shrink there then? I don't understand where the business, where's your business? That's like
selling, no,
that's like,
there's a ton of business out there. Because there are people that feel even shittier because there's no space to be depressed.
And so they have to hold it in. And
it's like, what the fuck?
It's like, what the fuck?
I just tell them to listen to Gunwash.
Yeah, they should.
That's my prescription.
Get a good idea of it.
That's going to give them a lot of issues in life.
Are there Hasidic Jews in California?
Absolutely not. No, never, never. You ain't going to see any of that shit out there. And you're from Bushwick, so I know you've seen a lot of Hasidic Jews.
There's anti-Semitism, though.
Is there anti-Semitism out there?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about anti-Semitism that's like, hey, you eat matzah, right? I'm talking about, like, hate Jews. Like,
The reason why is left...
Started a bar fight out there?
Or
being born in the state of Israel?
Oh, are you for real?
That's
why you left.
That's
not why I left.
Neighbors.
I left because fucking California
on
is very
Easter,
weird.
On Easter, our neighbors like went on like this like anti-Semitic Jewish rant.
Wait, I don't understand where on the street. Like they
live upstairs from us, and it's kind of an outdoor setting, and their windows were open, and we heard what they were talking about, and they just were like. Oh, I wish I was able to kill them and get away with it.
Really?
Well, they
how
didn't
can you
say
wanna
kill them.
How can you... I don't never heard of something like that.
Well, I've never heard of wanting to kill somebody if you're a normal person.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's not a normal existence way of life. To kill? No.
That's crazy.
But in New York. Or in
exactly.
In the culture we're from. Like, if you're like, I gotta kill someone because they're this...
That's like me saying, oh, I want to kill that kid because he's wearing a longboard. Or
Like, well, we could kill longboarders, though. They
but
suck.
But still, like, I don't even have that much animosity, you know? Like, damn.
It's essentially uneducated, unintelligent fools that think that way. It's not somebody with a brain,
you know.
Any way you look at it.
But how is that your neighbor?
We lived in apartment D. They lived in apartment E, and it was a 2-4.
Did you guys have a nice, like, building?
Yeah.
And there's people that have, like, that type of hate living in buildings like that?
A lot of hate. Listen.
But nice-looking buildings are, like, kind of like Section 8 in California.
Oh. Well, then we'll do great out there.
They also hated our black neighbor just as much as us.
Well, and that's absolutely terrible, and we will find out more about that. In fact, those people have some repenting to do, and so do you and I, Armando.
Yeah.
And we will find out about that as soon as we come back from our musical break. We're here on Gunwash with Kelly Hirschman and Israel the Chef.
Sorry
for life, and Splittington will pull up music soon.
Sorry for
Apple tree. We mean to people bad enough.
I don't want to pick up the cassette man.
This is the original cream of the crop. Come see what the man punch out, man. True for like that.
Request road to all the fun of the house. I know a crew who I big about to sell. Here's Santa the man.
You say you are the champion.
Yes, Mr. Malvo, sir.
And your sound not playing the thing.
That's what I'm saying, man. You're a quacky eye. What more people like that?
Selection.
And I ram this and in a beer show.
And your sound not saying the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
all we get is alibi.
Request for all of the girls who wear
sandals
on the
road. Jaro sound of the champion sound. Why yo, 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 why yo.
Yes, Mr. Marvel,
so go. So
Kumara. Why yo, 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 a stone boy die.
I said the next show, my son, you like lotion, I know. Original village, yeah, that's what I know. I don't want to take out people like that, you don't know, yes.
Love,
so
we don't need it so much.
I just want to not give up. Request to our poor people like myself, Fletcher.
We ain't giving up, no way. We keep on travel playing. We ain't giving up, no way. No way.
Yes, slow, Shanna.
We ain't giving up,
no way. Request.
It is African song. We ain't giving up, no way.
Request some boy, I'll be your band, Mr. Machuck, you know. I'll be your gun and them thing there. I let you look out your party now. Now we just start. I just want to select a start, talk, or dance, pull up. You say, Stabba, but I show you, you know. He's on the base, he's on the base, sir. Sure.
Welcome to the corruption.
Stabba.
From Texlian to Wildman Street. A fire burn for all the shot them way away. From McQueen Street to Fleet Street.
Yes, Lord.
A fire burn for all the shot them way away. Too much brutality by police. A fire burn for all the one them way away. And poor people can't get food for it.
Yeah.
So fire burn those responses.
Yes, Lord.
It look like no man memory lost. Pass on no member not a thing about the past. But we used to play cricket and race boulders. But politics come in, and the gun come in, and the drugs and things are move fast. A man a live and clean, if you see what
hey,
I son, mean.
Hey, son, you hear me now? Run a tune for ganja, man, them. Saying,
what is like we?
What's the time I'm building vibes?
And what did they, Kilimanjaro.
Request to all I weeded them.
What am
I want to send request to Coken.
What am I getting? While I'm leading.
Yes, me, man, Oga. Last time you like the
tournament.
What one?
Went too far. It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon. One and a whole. Babylon so lonely, us while me the butter sleeping on me bathroom.
Oga, we'll be excited.
We'll be out of the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stop and stop on the car.
Request to all
the car. All I know is that me chalice. Got me know it's a Babylon.
Here's the final change, you know yourself.
Well, how the man go stop?
Hey, don't train your car people and dance, Fletcher.
Come on the granite, with the flaming.
Oh,
we
got
loaded to them, it's a late, it's a late.
Come on, what's
the Babylon, can't stop it. Jimmy, they mix me so they see me gone.
Ganja man, this is what's the plan. Right up this cliff from my direction. Ganja man, this is what's the plan. Right up this cliff and then sing me.
So they see me gone.
Hey, I see that show him. Your quest to all of the Almighty.
That is one.
I see all of love that I want to see right and I hear about now enough.
One
yeah. We're
this is a man told me to you. Kilimanjaro passing through.
Shut up. I'm not trying to stop bubbling
and never
this
will come.
I'm showing why we name Jar right now.
Little
yeah, man.
Face sound.
I'll be a serial later, you know.
Oh, can I?
Enough, and we have more soon.
Oh.
And the more I have more soon, I will make that kill that.
Sorry, Ricky Tupac. Chup, chup, chup. It is a galaxy be like wise. All the crew. This is the only to you.
I'm
a sad now. Memories don't live like people do.
Oh,
yes,
God.
They always remember you.
mind, Bridget. I want to know what's up your mind game, you know. Because for them man, it knows all who are going to lot on them things, Bridget. I know who's a lot on them players. You're the man that would have been the richest of the people. No, I'm going to pray for what you tell them, sir. Fuck, so you're not sure now. Hey, all about yes, I'm telling you, here you go.
Afraid of Kilimanjaro.
Welcome back to Gunwash. Jeremy Spliffington looking much happier with Armando sitting in that seat. And without further ado, let's take it away.
I got a new theme song for Armando.
Stop!
Get out of here. It's been years. It's been years and years. Yeah. Tequila. Come on, Ocho.
Mondo.
Yeah.
This is it right here?
Yeah.
Mondo. I truly, truly appreciate that. And I do like the addition of the...
No, I'll play it again.
Wait a minute. Somebody asked for a rewind.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Yeah, Mondo. You're probably awesome.
Shout out.
Mondo.
Elliot. Who's listening?
Armando.
Armando.
Yeah.
You see that horn? That's the Yom Teruah. Is that, am I pronouncing it right? Is?
Yeah.
Is no like better
say
pronunciation.
It.
Can you teach me?
Please.
Teruah is like a trumpet.
Yeah, so I know what it is, but am I pronouncing it right?
I think so. Yeah. I understood what you were saying.
The Yom Teruah.
Teruah.
Oh, Teruah. Yeah.
Like Teruah. Teruah.
Yom Teruah. Just
yeah.
Like that?
I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, but I think your original statement was more correct.
Yeah, I know. I can't pronounce things that good. It's Kelly and I were briefly discussing during the musical break that Yom Kippur is a day, is a week.
We ain't got to think about that just yet.
Oh, yeah, we have fun first.
Yeah, you have to have fun first.
Yeah, because it's a bummer. It's a big bummer, yeah.
But total why is bummer. It a bummer, though?
Because we can't eat, we can't drink, we can't brush our teeth, we can't...
But it's only for a day.
We can't look pretty.
You have 364 days to do what the fuck you want. You got one day to fucking repent. What's wrong?
But I don't think it's wrong. I think that's good.
It just sucks.
I have to tell...
That day really sucks.
So it's like a one-day version of Ramadan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have to say, Armando, growing up as a Reformed secular Jew, I did find those days... I found it hard to not eat for
I can imagine.
And not drink water. But I mean, we do that.
But Mondo, you be going days without eating.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't.
Yeah, sometimes no. I mean the brushing my teeth thing. Sometimes I don't brush my teeth.
Well, same here.
But there's sometimes when I get really sad, I won't eat. So I could kind of compare it, but I'm not really like fasting.
But that's you choosing not to eat, not being told, don't do it.
Well,
you
no,
can't
it's actually,
do it. You're an evil sinner if you fucking eat.
Well, you know what? It's just myself telling myself that.
I once had stickers in shul when I was 10 years old.
You stole stickers?
On Yom Kippur.
She's saying Snickers.
Mondo,
Snickers.
Did you see the dude? There was a video about the dude that just like survives by crashing on girls' couches.
Yes. Was he Jewish?
I don't.
He must have been.
What did you think about that dude?
That I heard about it. I didn't get to read the article, but that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Right.
But you know what? I feel like someone had to give him some sort of sympathy for a little bit. You know.
Maybe if he gave repentance, he would get more opportunities, you know?
Yeah, we should probably repent.
I mean, well, yes, we should all repent.
Like one at a time, right?
It's kind of cleansing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it would be...
Maybe Mondo could kick it off.
Yeah, but Jack, repent. I don't... I love the idea, Jack, but I don't know. Are we in that part of the High Holy Days yet? Can we repent yet?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
That's okay.
It's 10 days.
Jack has a good point. We are on Gunwash.
We're on Gunwash. There's Gunwash rules. Yeah. Mondo can repent right now.
All right, repent. Go.
I think I should go second, though.
No, go. Come on.
No,
start
you
it.
Gotta start.
Jeremy's not gonna start it. He's the only one over there with you.
To be honest, like, I must repent. I mean, you know what? I don't repent for anything, to be honest.
I'm like, not repenting for shit.
Yeah, I don't care. Right. I'm like on some really shit. Like, I don't care.
Let me ask you a question. Are you Catholic? Were you raised Catholic?
No, not at all. I didn't even go to church.
No, not at all.
Are your parents Catholic?
Nah, my mom is like confused, and like my dad.
But was she raised Catholic?
That's a religion, confused.
No, my dad. My dad, since he's half French, he was raised Catholic.
Because Catholics and Jews got that guilt. Like,
I was just talking to Odette about this the other day. I think guilt is the root of evil.
Guilt, well,
but
I don't know.
When it's instilled in religion, like...
But the thing is, I'm not really guilty about anything, though. You just saw, I just asked the rest of his food.
Yeah, but that's not... Come on. That's not a bad thing. If you need food, of course, if you need food, he's going to give you food.
You're going to fucking take in the food without asking. Come on. A man's hungry. Feed him.
I mean,
come
I wasn't that hungry, though. I just saw it there.
No, but it's not about being hungry. It's not about... No, that's not a Jew thing. That's a person to a person. A person wants food. You give them food. They're not asking for
$1 million.
Can I ask you something?
No, but is... I know I'm a reformed secular Jew, but we are taught in reformed temple in New Jersey that like you should always welcome people in, like Elijah, and like have them.
Yeah, like somebody just knocks on your door and you gotta like
when you have a wedding you must have a chuppah so that everyone can come and blah blah.
How come people don't like
Aaron? Is that why? Is that why you used to let like Armin over your house all the time?
Yeah, exactly. I said that my mishbucha is Armando, Armin, Kelly Hirschman, and Herbert Splivington. Yeah. That's my mishbucha.
And we all
live in a bayit. My ma and pa.
How come there's like a group of people, like sometimes, like for example, like Nazis or whatever, like how come they don't like Jewish people?
Because they're awesome, dude. Yeah. Kelly looked mad for that one.
No, because the reason why I asked...
Jews do bad things, so therefore a lot of people hate them.
No, the reason why I asked is because a few months ago, I was walking with someone that I knew that we were just walking for a moment. And he said he saw this like group of Hasidic people.
Yeah.
We're like in Williamsburg somewhere.
Yeah.
And then he went up to it was like a Hasidic family. Right,
okay.
And then he saw a little boy that was walking with them, and he asked the little boy, "How does it feel to be better than anyone, than everyone?"
How does it feel to be the chosen people? Is like another way of saying.
I guess
it.
He, I guess as an American,
well, we don't know that. That's what he
asked. He asked the Hasidic family. He asked one of the little kids that was there, and what I do remember, he said. How does it feel to be better than everyone?
Feels fucking great.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, like, it's so crazy. But he meant it. The reason why he asked that, I guess he was trying to, like, be mean, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
But what was that little kid's response?
The little kid smiled.
Yeah, because he knew he don't have to worry about hell.
And he was innocent.
And those Catholic motherfuckers got to worry about hell.
That is the better thing about being guilty as a Jew versus being guilty as a Catholic.
Why?
Like, we don't have to deal with hell.
Well,
at the same time, we do have to deal with God.
Why the fuck are we supposed to repent? It's all about fucking hell.
No, I mean,
no,
I
it's
was,
not. We don't believe in hell.
I was always told that you should, that if you do...
So what if you're a bad Jewish dude? Let's say you're evil.
Then you're stabbing people.
Then
you gotta contend with God.
It's not.
See, the thing is, like, our God is a very... So the Catholics, they have
I'm not
a,
Catholic, though.
Whatever.
The other Catholics
have a very forgiving God.
I have no religion.
The Jews.
That's the way to live.
Very
no religion.
Judgmental God.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing?
That's why we have Yom Kippur, because it is, you know, it's our Jewish parent, you know, telling us all the shit that
we did to
fuck up.
What are you doing?
We fucked up.
What is this thing that you do with your life here?
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing with your life, you piece of shit?
But then again, all that Day of Atonement, it's only in between you and God, supposedly, in between you and a man, person to person.
But
you have to settle that if you wronged a person.
God
on
earth is your parents.
Yeah, no. Listen, is Kelly, figuratively speaking, Kelly has an interesting point. We look to our parents as rules. Listen, you gotta.
They
listen,
are
you
the gods on earth.
Exactly. My parents told me. They
what
said,
does God do if you fuck up?
He fucks
he,
you.
He judges you.
He looks at you. He looks.
He judges you.
But you don't go to hell.
No, it's worse than hell. It's worse than hell.
No, exactly. It's worse than hell.
That's impossible.
No,
because
it's,
hell is, by definition, the worst thing possible.
Okay, fair enough. As we,
to
as
a we, Gentile, to, we don't know well, what that
right,
means.
Well, right, we don't know.
The
but,
concept of the word.
Right. Yes. Living in the charred walls of the damned, burning in a fire for eternity. Yeah, that sucks a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
When your Jewish dad looks at you and he says, "What have you done with yourself?"
That's hell like, on oh, earth. That's hell on earth.
Yeah, it's hell on earth. And let me tell you something. By the way, Jack, for drops tonight,
something
we are
you don't believe in on earth.
It's
hell on
we
earth.
We don't know, Jeremy. We are just raised like that. We're not told whether it's true or not. They just were instilled with ideas. My parents told me, and these are and I don't consider my parents the most scrupulous people of all time. My parents told me that if I did something mean to someone, if I said called someone a name,
which I do quite often,
it's not that you apologize. It's that you gotta feel bad about that. You gotta sit and
yeah, but
feel
you take that to an extreme,
that,
Aaron.
Like,
you take that to an extreme.
Wait,
like,
so I made fun of somebody and now I feel bad about it. I'm just gonna feel good for making fun of them.
Aaron is crippled by guilt. You're crippled by guilt.
I'm crippled.
So is that you being Jewish or your anxiety?
I don't know. I don't know that it's anything about religion, but
I personally think it's a Jewish thing.
Secular Jew, though. Secular Jew.
Who cares? Who cares?
I'm not a Jew.
It doesn't matter. Like, you wake up fucking. You know, you wake up and the first thing you do in the morning is like put the covers over your head, and I'm like, I fucking hate myself.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
And my
like,
dad. And my dad.
I hate myself. Like, I'm a piece of shit.
And when we would go to parties, my dad would be like, don't be a schnur. Don't eat all this
exactly.
other stuff
and,
because you're
gonna
make people upset if you eat all the things. They think you're grudging over here. You know.
Why the fuck else did they offer this thing on the table if they don't want people to eat
because
it?
Because they want you to grudge and be a hoser. And then, yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's a test.
And by the way, I
not
do
only
believe.
To you, but to your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And by the way, I do believe tonight drops, you know, we all, as listeners know, we always do drops at the end of every show. I do believe tonight should be the Yom Kippur drop. And I do think that Jeremy should claim something.
You mean Spliffington?
Spliffington should claim something.
Are you Jew?
He doesn't have to. I'm not gonna like.
Is he Jew?
I'm not gonna.
No,
have
he's like
to.
Me.
No, he's
like
none of
me.
Us are Jewish. Come on.
We are.
Huh?
Stop it.
You just what?
We just don't want to acknowledge
white.
It in front.
You're
of
just white. That's how I feel about myself.
Bang bang bang. We white.
That's how. That's kind of Kelly. That's how I kind of feel about myself. When people say like, "Are you Jewish?" I kind of feel like, "I'm white."
No,
I'm white.
But it's because of our dirty laundry as Jews. Like, you know. Who's Jewish, who's not Jewish. So it's hard for us to own up to our Judaism because there's all this fucking stuff about who qualifies as a Jew and who doesn't.
Right.
Would you much rather be a Jew who's black, or you're very happy to be a Jew that's white and you can blend in with white America?
Oh, that's a good
question.
Let me tell you something. The only reason why Jews got anywhere is because most of us are white.
First of all, those Jews.
That's only whites in America. That's only Jews in America. Jews in the Middle East are very
black. Yeah, they're black. First of all, the Jews in the Bible were fucking black.
They were black.
Yeah, no one in the desert was white.
They were black.
They had no white.
You're in the fucking sun all day long. You can't be white.
You can't be white.
Either fucking red or black.
And another thing. And by the way, I don't think, you know, religion is what it is, but
it's not even religion at this point. It's a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, yeah. I deal a lot with guilt, but I was taught
to deal with it.
Yeah,
and it's because you're Jew.
Yeah, I was told, listen, you've done something very bad.
Oh, no.
I was told that as a kid.
A Holocaust is coming. You just jerked off. Fuck, Holocaust is coming.
I used to. I didn't really feel bad. I guess I felt bad about jerking off a little bit. But I feel like Jews are like into
sex. Why, because of the seed? But
the seed, yeah, because you spill your seed.
Yeah, long as you put it in a condom, it should be okay.
Nah, but if I spray
what do you want to repent for?
I personally, I want to repent for like giving like my friends bad tattoos.
Really?
That's not that's repenting. Deep. You feel bad as a good artist. You don't want to do something that's not good.
No, no. I wake
but
up in
a learning experience. And now, in like 5 years, you're going to be giving the sickest ink. You know, because you had to have learned.
Yeah, I wake up and I feel bad that I've like hurt, that I've like ruined people's bodies and stuff.
What are you repenting for?
What am I repenting for? Ah, man, we don't have enough time to discuss that shit.
But yeah, well, you're a troublemaker.
The first thing that comes to your mind.
Lighting my classroom on fire in fifth grade. Repent for that.
Really? You're still repenting for that? I'd feel great about
seriously.
That. Burn school.
I got to repent then. I got something.
All right.
All right.
The other day, I went to this girl's house I really like, and I waited in front of her house for like 20 minutes, and she came outside and was like, "What are you doing outside?" And I was like, I don't know.
Why do you feel bad about it? You were loitering.
I felt bad about it because I was like, damn, it made me look really creepy and spooky.
Yeah,
and like,
but you didn't. But yeah. you were loitering. You weren't really like doing anything like evil to someone. It's like,
I was reading a book.
Maybe you say like, oh, maybe I have something better to do and not loiter. But that's not like an evil thing to do, standing around. That's not evil.
You know what's so crazy? I'm not an evil person though, so I can't really like repent on.
I feel like I'm evil. I feel like I do evil things.
My medium of mischief is like, let's say if I see someone falling, I'll laugh and I'm like, oh my god, you see that laugh?
I just always wish I had a camera to record it.
Yeah, see, you need to repent.
If somebody's
gonna
fall down, I want to see it on a camera.
No repentance from Jeremy, huh?
You should put it on
Jeremy. Vine. Jeremy will,
he's whatever. Got nothing.
If listen, he, I'm not gonna make Jeremy repent.
Jared
for anything.
Got something.
Regret something?
Do you regret? Yeah.
No regrets.
Not anymore. Not after today.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Don't no be, regrets.
And by the way, Jeremy,
Spliffington. Yo, his name is Spliffington.
Yeah, Spliffington. Why? What's the big deal? Like,
it's a big deal.
You're fucking up my branding, Aaron. It's not Jeremy fucking Spliffington. It's fucking Spliffington. It's not Jeremy X Spliffington. It's not Jeremy. It's not
Germ.
It's Spliffington.
It's right. Just Spliffington.
Get
it right.
It's very easy to fucking remember, yo.
Yeah, but I
got
fucking
it.
Call me
I
Jeremy.
Got
I'm
it.
Done. Wash.
Call him
I understand, but then why wasn't that? See, now I'll think about that for 5 days.
Aaron's gonna repent for that.
Yeah, I'll repent for
good.
That. Yeah, but why? Then why would no one ever tell me that?
Well,
you corrected yourself the first time you ever did it.
All right, fair enough.
Wow.
Why don't you repent right now on air and ask the whatever to
the
forgive
God
you?
Who
Spliffington
is-
to forgive you? I don't know. You want God or Spliffington? Where's Spliffington?
Spliffington is a god.
Does he does he like rolling spliffs?
Spliffington.
No.
He's mad that I'm ruining his like branding flow
branding.
Because yeah,
branding.
I know. Yeah, you're it's you your identity been, on the air. I get it. Yeah,
I've been calling Spliffington Sniffington.
Yeah, man. That's see now you gotta feel bad. Now you gotta feel see. Oh, but Armando gets the Armando. Shut up. Aaron gets. Don't ever
fuck
say
you.
That. Don't ever say that. I hate you.
Armando gets to shut up. Aaron gets an explanation.
Oh, that's nice.
You see?
All right, fair enough.
Look at that.
Is that because I'm Jewish or?
Hey, I don't think so. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If I was Jewish, would I still like have this hair?
Yes.
If I was Jewish,
yeah, you look good Jewish
look
hair.
Jew.
Yeah, hey you guys. Look Jew.
Yeah, someone asked me if I was Jewish.
Yo, what's
got
up, Jack?
That nose
what's up, Jack?
And the Jew
can I repent?
From.
Yeah, Jack. Oh, listen, guys. Sorry. Jack wants to repent. He never talks. Let's listen to this.
I want to ask for forgiveness for being really mean on Thursdays. I'd say more often than not, because you know I spend a lot of time in this studio, probably like 50 hours a week. And you know Thursday comes, and I have a lot of high expectations, and I'm usually meeting new people and people that are important. And you know, there's friends here, and everybody's looking to me, and I'm usually a jerk. So
well,
I'm really sorry for being mean on Thursdays.
Well, listen, you Jack, you don't have to apologize to us. But one thing I will say is that look, we all have a hard. We all have hard jobs, dude. Everyone's job is hard.
I woke up crying yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's job is hard, and
I just feel like you guys get the worst of me a lot, you know?
Yeah, but you want to know something? We also bring the most congested stuff.
We bring out the bad in you.
Well, we bring the most people. We
and
bring
the
most
be the
noise.
Case, though, you know, I spend all week doing like food stuff. This should be exciting,
you know
right?
What?
But instead,
I get stressed out.
Yeah, but you don't get to leave the office.
It's
I get to leave the office. You don't get to leave the
it's
office.
Both and.
What?
You know, we're dicks.
Well, he just repented. I think he's good. Be mean as you want on Thursday.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
all right, that's good.
Yeah. Well, Jack, I guess.
How?
Jack doesn't have to fast now, I guess.
Oh, no. He already did his repentance.
Yeah.
I'm going to start fasting tonight.
I can't. Sometimes. Can I say something about one more repentance thing, and then I promise I won't do it anymore.
Yeah, but I didn't say my repentance.
I get really. You're going to get plenty of time to say your repentance.
It's my birthday. Dude.
I know. It's fucking happy fucking birthday. Listen, I get really, really upset, and I like go home and think about like if Jeremy's mad at me.
I was born
all the time.
Cold
I'm not joking with you, dude. I like go. I'm not joking with you. I like go home, and I'm like, oh my god, is Jeremy like not? I think I'm a jerk. Like, is he mad at me?
That's your anxiety, not your repentance thing.
Yeah, that's Jewish guilt. That's Jewish guilt.
Uh-oh, he's about to say.
I'm here every week.
Did you just
play the music
Jeremy?
You want? Why would you, on earth would you be anxious about that?
No, just say it, Jeff.
I don't have a vagina.
Yeah.
Breaking news on Gunwash. Wait a minute.
Fucking
breaking news, here's Jeremy Spiffington has no vagina.
I have none. I don't have a vagina.
Wait a minute. Armando just called him Jeremy, though.
Yeah, see? So it's like...
Fall back, Jeremy.
Okay, no, look. No. Wait. Jeremy, yeah, whatever. Jack can say whatever he wants.
Jack,
he owns
shut up.
Now, if I said shut up, I wouldn't have a show next week, but okay. Okay, come on, Joe. Repentance, time for Rosh Hashanah here on Good Wars.
Odetta, you want anything? Repentance. She already had a like Rosh Hashanah dinner tonight.
Right.
I don't know. Let's
right.
see.
Okay. Well, we're coming down to the well. I was
the
gonna
wire,
say,
but
no, I was going to say bottom of the hour. Well, no, drops are going to be. We want Iz and Kelly to repent.
Well, I have one thing.
Okay, but Kelly, before you say it, I know this isn't really like very Jewish of us, and I know it's not very respectful of the holiday, but
what?
I think you should say, hi, my name is Kelly, I'm listening to Gunwash, and I feel bad for... I think you should do that. But if you think that that's bad for Judaism, then you don't have to do it.
Why is that bad for Judaism?
Because we are saying we're Gunwash, and I repent on Gunwash, as opposed to a synagogue. Yeah. Yeah, you should. We're
you
important.
Fucking mentioned Gunwash any way you
no,
look at it. That's the bottom line.
Let me tell you something. I moved to California.
Gunwash. You moved to Gunwash.
I moved to California with Iz, and Iz has moved back since.
Yeah, because it sucked.
I fucking repent on Gunwash.
Yeah.
I repent... For
say your
not
fucking name.
Being, my name is Kelly,
and I am on.
Oh my god! Go again.
Yeah, is shush. My name is Kelly. Should I say my last name?
It's up to you.
Just Kelly, say
Jeremy.
Gunwash.
Just say
Gunwash.
Say
my
Jeremy.
Name is Kelly Jeremy, and I'm on Gunwash, and I could have been more available to Iz.
Oh. Now look at that.
That's
in
deep.
California.
And that's what you're fucking repenting for.
And I know it makes us all feel very uncomfortable right now, but, you know, I was in my own shit and I wasn't attending to my relationship with a very, very good man.
Right. Very beautiful. And now Iz is now going to repent for missing the Met game. Anyway, no, Iz, what is your, are you going to partake in Yom Kippur this year, Iz?
I might, but really, yeah.
What do you mean you might?
I mean, it's there. It's a day to repent. I mean, last year we got arrested on Long Beach. I mean...
Whoa.
Yeah,
he got arrested?
He's a badass Jew, man. He really goes in. Yeah,
We didn't get arrested.
He's a rebellious...
The cop took away the bottle of Southern Comfort we were drinking on the beach. We were halfway through. The cop took it away from us. I said, you're Jews. How could you be drinking today?
Oh, he knew. He knows the calendar. They know the calendar well because they have days off and this and that. Yeah.
You juvenile Jew.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. We should have drinking it quicker. And you wouldn't have been able to take away anything from us. But he did. He poured it out. It was a cop.
Was the cop Jewish?
I don't know. He was a Long Beach police officer.
Oh, he knows Jews then. They're out there in Lido Beach everywhere, these Jews. Oh,
hey, this is Jack Inslee. You're listening to Gunwash, and I'm sorry for being so mean to Kelly on the air for all these years.
Oh, come on. No, that's
very
cute.
He was a jerk, you fucking jerk.
Yeah, I've been mean.
Well, listen, my name's Aaron, and I have to say, I do, you're listening to Gunwash, and I do repent for often like opening my mouth in ways that are unplanned, and I also would like to repent for not planning very well for the future in a number of different ways.
Hi, my name is Armando from Gunwash, and I want to repent for not having a computer.
Okay.
I'm Spliffington. I don't repent shit. All
right.
Nice.
All right, well, listen, guys, it has been Gunwash. Very, very eye-opening night. Thank you, Kelly and Iz, for joining us.
Shana Tova.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me. Enjoy Gunwash. I've listened to you around the world.
Yeah.
Wherever I am.
And next year in Israel. And we will be back next week. Sorry. I don't know the guest yet, but there's one coming.
Sorry.
Gunwash.com. Join us next Thursday at 9 p.m. Swimmington, please pull up music. Thank you.
Anything Desmond McLean for me gone?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to commit the body of a dead Texan boy to the ground. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Now, son boy, all I had to give you is a ring. Come in it, love. Yeah. All of the sound they will fall around.
Come on.
If you're hot, we are the cooler. Yeah. Oh, we little, but we tell our sound boy, you shouldn't misbehave. Mm. 'Cause now you're going to your grave. Now I know you'll get defeated. Mm. All I can give you is a read.
Fire!
This is how many cooler. The ruler, yeah. All of the sound, they must fall around.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to commit the body of a dead Texan boy to the ground. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Now, son boy, all I had to give you is a ring.
Yeah. All of the sound they will fall around.
Come on.
If you're hot, we are the cooler. Yeah. Oh, we little, but we tell our sound boy, you shouldn't misbehave. Mm. 'Cause now you're going to your grave. Now I know you'll get defeated. Mm. All I can give you is a read.
Fire!
This is how many cooler. The ruler, yeah. All of the sound, they will fall around. Mm.
Come!
Go we little, but we tell our. We have you on the tightrope, yeah. Have you on the tightrope now? You should never ever disrespect. 'Cause you're surely, surely gonna regret. Anyway, you play, you don't follow. Mm-hmm. 'Cause this is a sound, little bit, but it's all I want.
Wowie zowie, your love's so freaky. Wowie zowie, you can't be beaty. Wowie zowie, baby, you're so neat.
I don't even care if you shave your legs.
care if you brush your teeth. So shook up. I dream of you in the afternoon. I had a flash in the afternoon.
Present.
Wowie zowie, baby, love me too. Wowie zowie, and I'll love you too. Wowie zowie, baby, I'll be true. I don't even care if your dad's a he. Wowie zowie.
Wowie, wowie zowie,
wowie, wowie zowie, wowie, wowie zowie, wowie, wowie zowie, wowie. Didn't you know I was lonely? No matter who I take home, I keep on calling your name. And you, I need you so bad, 'cause you're the one, babe. Tell me who's loving you now, 'cause it worries my mind and I can't sleep at all. I stayed home on Friday just to wait for your call. Didn't try to call me. Why did you try? Did you try? Did you know it was lonely? No matter who I take home, I keep on calling your name. And you, I need you so bad. You're the one thing. Tell me who's loving you now. All you worry is my mind, and I can't sleep at all. I stayed home all Friday just to wait for your call. I can't say what's right or what's wrong, but I love you. All you gotta do is call me, babe, 'cause I want you. We're gonna go.
Well, I've got some root beer afterwards, man. I was going to show everybody my new carburetor. Yeah. And you didn't try to call me.
Yeah.